First Line Report, news and analysis. Marvin Kalb, CBS News diplomatic correspondent, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. Good morning. A UN agency, UNESCO by name, worries about a growing threat to individual privacy and liberty. That in 1 minute.
You've tried everything, haven't you?
Yep, rain.
Yep,
salt.
Yep,
fleet.
Yep,
hailstone.
Yep,
grease.
Yep,
detergent.
Yep.
You see, nothing can crack the hard gel finish of turtle wax.
I haven't tried the Sprock yet.
I must have forgot to turtle wax the windshield.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back. Hey, nothing can crack the turtle's back.
Quick now, describe turtle wax's hard shell finish.
Quick?
Quick.
Okay.
Brilliant.
Blinding.
Bright.
Glistening.
Glittering.
Dazzling.
Luminous.
Fiery.
Flash.
Fantastic.
That was quick.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nothing can crack the turtle's back.
If I told you I turtle waxed my car in 25 minutes to give it 25 weeks of protection, what would you say?
I'd say, wow.
Well, I did turtle wax my car in 25 minutes, and I got 25 weeks of protection.
Wow.
Turtle wax. Turtle wax. Turtle wax.
Turtle wax in liquid or paste. Anything else is mock turtle.
Turtle wax.
UNESCO is the United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization. It publishes a monthly magazine called The Courier. The current issue worries about the threat to privacy. It points no fingers, but its timing in the midst of Watergate leaves the impression that the editors must have had the recent American experience in mind, the experience that highlights stories about White House involvement in illegal break-ins, wiretaps, hidden ears and eyes that have no business listening or prying into the personal lives of American citizens. Half of the UNESCO magazine is devoted to this issue. Its news peg, though it doesn't need one, is that this is the 25th anniversary of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights adopted in Paris in 1948. In January of this year, the Secretary General of the UN, Kurt Waldheim, the anniversary clearly in his mind, raised an interesting question. While praising scientific progress, he nevertheless wonders whether this progress, as he put it, endangers the rights and freedoms of individuals and will require continuing attention. The progress he had in mind was the kind of technological advance that allows governments to eavesdrop on their citizens without the citizens knowing anything about it. Four issues particularly concern him. First, respect for the privacy of individuals and nations, since nations can be spied on too. Second, protection of the human personality in light of what he called advances in biology, medicine, and biochemistry. Third, uses of electronics which may affect the rights of the person and the limits which should be placed on such uses in a democratic society. Finally, as it's put, the balance which should be established between scientific and technological progress and the intellectual, spiritual, cultural, and moral advancement of humanity. UNESCO worries about these problems so much that after referring to the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, it summarized its feelings in this way. Wholesale invasions of privacy, it said, inhibit liberty, often purposely. This is particularly true of surreptitious invasions like electronic eavesdropping, spies, informers, entrappers, and psychological testing, of the existence of which the subject is often unaware until too late. The community becomes fear-ridden and no one can be trusted, whether he be family, friend, or associate. Indeed, a person may be led to continual distrust of himself as his efforts at individual self-fulfillment conflict with the norms of authority. This destruction of trust is one of the major dangers to a free society. Unquote. The UNESCO magazine divides its reports into several parts, labeled among others, The Walls Have Electronic Ears and Lawless Frontiers of Modern Technology. What UNESCO seems to be saying is that modern societies have modern technology, but not all of that technology enriches human life. Some of it diminishes it. The hidden but suspected camera, the wiretap, the lie detector, UNESCO says, all of these devices for ferreting out intimate details of our lives produce a pervasive insecurity which suppresses individuality and encourages frightened conformity. UNESCO scans the globe, suggesting, in effect, if the shoe fits, wear it. Now this message.
Your car, parts, part of your way of life. And you're in total control when you ride Gabriel Triple Ride Strider, the one American-made shock absorber you set to the way you drive. Regular for the smoothest ride. Firm for better ride control. Extra firm for extra hard driving. That's Gabriel Strider. Don't settle for less. Get the ride you want, when you want it. Gabriel. The shocking difference.
The real cause of common stomach distress is often trapped gas bubbles churning with excess acid. In other words, your indigestion and heartburn can come from two stomach problems. Yet most antacids treat only one, excess acid. But Digel is different. It relieves both problems at the same time. The Digel formula contains patented simethicone to relieve distressing gas while soothing antacids neutralize excess acid. Digel, it's two kinds of medicine for two kinds of relief.
First Line Report. Have a good day. I am Marvin Kalb, CBS News.